Parking restrictions near the Sharing Place food center on Dufferin Street are creating frustration for food bank users. John, a local resident who chose not to disclose his last name, says individuals accessing the food bank are being hit with $40 parking tickets for leaving their vehicles on Dufferin Street while picking up much-needed food. The number of people using the food bank has skyrocketed, and the parking lot just can't handle the overflow, he explained. It's forcing people onto the street, and the parking restrictions there are just unreasonable. It's not even a busy road. John said getting fined during a visit to the food bank can be devastating to those already struggling. They were in tears, he said of one person whose vehicle was ticketed. A $40 ticket can be devastating for someone already struggling financially. The Sharing Place operates with limited hours and is open 3 days a week from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and one evening a week from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. John said this concentrated schedule exacerbates the parking issues. There simply isn't enough space during those busy times. Some controlled overflow parking on the street or even at the nearby McKinnell Square Park could solve this, John suggested. It's a simple fix. Let's show empathy and compassion for those who need help the most. We should be supporting them, not ticketing them. Chris Peacock, executive director of the Sharing Place, acknowledged the parking challenges and confirmed discussions with the city of Orillia are underway. We're actively working with the city and our neighbors to come up with a solution that works for everyone, he said. Melissa Gowanlock, the city's manager of communications, says the municipality is aware of concerns regarding parking on Dufferin Street near the Sharing Place. We recognize the vital role that agencies such as the Sharing Place play in supporting individuals and families and are committed to working collaboratively to find practical solutions that balance access, safety, and community needs, she said in a written statement to Orillia Matters. Gowanlock notes parking is currently prohibited on one side of Dufferin Street between Colborne Street West and Polly Street, with limited parking on the other side from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. These regulations are in place to ensure traffic flow and public safety, she explained. Recent enforcement actions were initiated following complaints about vehicles parking in no parking zones, which can create safety risks and congestion for neighborhood residents and road users, she said. Gowanlock says the city welcomes ongoing dialogue and will continue working with the Sharing Place to explore options that support the critical service they provide while ensuring safety and accessibility for all residents. John remains optimistic a resolution is on the horizon. Orillia is a great city, and I see the effort they put into addressing tough issues every day, he said. This seems like an easy one to fix.